Acquired brain injury, or ABI, is often called the hidden disability, but for more than 160,000 people in Australia, it is far from hidden. It affects their life every day. All of these people require some form of personal assistance, with everyday living ranging from simple directional assistance such as planning journeys to assistance in all daily functions. This could all be very negative if it wasn't for the incredible determination shown by the many people with ABI to achieve their personal and professional goals. The stories in this CD highlight this spirit of determination. Acquired brain injury describes a number of conditions that occur after birth. It can have mild to severe effects on a person's daily life and their capacity to perform certain tasks. The Department of Human Services and Health describes acquired brain injury as an injury to the brain which results in deterioration in cognitive, physical, emotional, or independent functioning. ABI can occur as a result of trauma, hypoxia, infection, tumour, substance abuse, degenerative neurological diseases, or stroke. These impairments to cognitive abilities or physical functioning may be either temporary or permanent and cause partial or total disability or psychosocial maladjustment. Most people who acquire a brain injury do so in traumatic circumstances, such as vehicle accidents, falls, and assaults. For these people, it is not just about dealing with the injury and rehabilitation. There is also a need to deal with the trauma and loss that is a consequence of many brain injuries. There is also little understanding within the general community about ABI or about people who have an ABI. The peak body for ABI support, Brain Injury Australia, recognises this and say that acquired brain injury should not be confused with intellectual disability. They state that people with a brain injury may have difficulty controlling, coordinating and communicating their thoughts and actions, but they usually retain their intellectual abilities. If this misinterpretation occurs, it can frustrate many people with ABI. They know the scope of their abilities and don't want to be categorised. They are individuals who have had their brain injured and are coping the best way they can. In many cases, exceptionally well. Brain injury, by the way it occurs, how it occurs and how it affects each person in different ways, is unique. The brain is a complex and essential organ for everyone. When a person acquires a brain injury, it does not just affect the brain, it can affect all or any of the body's functions. For some, this may be the occasional inconvenience of poor recall of some facts. For others, it will affect every daily function. This is not always determined by the severity of the initial brain insult. Even a mild injury can cause severe long-term disability. This is largely dependent on the circumstances of the injury and how and what areas of the brain were injured and how the person progressed through recovery and rehabilitation. Fortune and Wen wrote of Jennett, Snowek, Bond and Brooks, observations of people after severe brain trauma, noting that the nature of the damage and parts affected can vary with the cause. In some cases, damage is diffuse and widespread. For instance, in acceleration and deceleration injuries, such as those sustained in motor vehicle accidents, nerve fibres and blood vessels throughout the brain can be torn by shearing stresses. Prolonged alcohol abuse tends to cause diffuse neurological damage. In other cases, damage is local. In traumatic brain injury, specific parts of the brain may be impacted against the skull and bruised and torn. Stroke also tends to cause localized damage to the brain. Jennett and Bond, in their studies relating to assessment of people with severe brain injury, found that while people with only one type of impairment, for example, physical or intellectual, may be able to develop compensatory adaptations, people with more than one type of impairment are less able to do this. The wide range of disability that can result from ABI means that people with ABI have very diverse support needs. As stated earlier, the effects of acquired brain injury can be complex and all individuals are affected differently. Sometimes there are complex combinations of disabling conditions which may lead to individuals displaying a mix of physical, sensory, cognitive, and psychosocial and emotional disabilities. In a study in 1995 of long-term outcomes for people with head injury, Tennant, McDermott, and Neary found that the most frequently reported ongoing problems several years post-injury were poor memory, irritability, loss of temper, headaches, and difficulty concentrating. In discussing the hidden disability, when in Fortune described an individual appearing normal but experience cognitive or emotional disabilities, including aggression, depression, mood swings, and lack of inhibition. These can be particularly challenging for individuals and their families. Close relationships may be affected by the changes in the personality and behaviour caused by the brain injury. A number of studies have identified the high level of motivation the person with ABI has in returning to community and social normality. The individual wants to be valued through their community activities, including returning to work or study. The complexity and diversity of the conditions faced by people with ABI provides the community with little insight into the needs and capabilities of individuals with ABI, with some disadvantaged, ignored, or misinterpreted when their ABI is apparent or disclosed. Others in the community may have an ABI, but it goes unnoticed as a hidden disability. In some circumstances, the person with an ABI may hold down important positions in leading industries without ever disclosing their condition. Students with ABI are well represented in TAFE and university education, with many completing qualifications without assistance. Others benefit from considered interventions if their ABI impacts on their possible outcomes. This is not to give the person with ABI a lesser learning experience, but a way of allowing the person with ABI to receive an education experience equal to other students. In these circumstances, the person may also need assistance to integrate into the social systems of the education provider, as well as the practical assistance provided. It is a long-held belief that if social connectedness is achieved, there is a far greater chance of the person with ABI completing their goal of education or employment. The people presenting their stories on this CD highlight the uniqueness of ABI, the diversity of the experience, and the circumstantial way ABI can occur, impact, and change a person's life. All of these people are wonderful examples of determination and inspiration. They are people with ABI.